We're back at Beaver County Radio. Time now to talk to Greg Brown in Bradenton, Florida. Greg, are you with us?
I'm here. Scott, you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Loud and clear. It's always, even if it's spring training, it's always fun to beat the Boston Red Sox. And that game yesterday, I'm hearing about Connor Griffin again, hitting a couple long ones. What are the players reacting to when they see him at bat? Is it a special thing?
Yes. They are. They become fans. they want to see what he's going to do next. And, you know, his first home run yesterday was impressive with, you know, they are able to gauge and track everything now, and they not only the distance but the exit velocity and the launch angle. If you hit a ball anywhere near like 100 miles an hour, that's considered a really hard hit. Well, his home run first one, which was off a major league pitcher, in fact, a free agent that the Red Sox signed, a left-hander named Ranger Suarez, one of the best pitchers on the free agent market this winter. He gave up the first home run that traveled 374 feet and went 105 miles an hour off the bat. And his next time up, he hit a ball that traveled 111 miles an hour off the bat, and the distance was 440 feet. So those are two at-bats. And then the third time and fourth time he came up, I happened to be watching the Red Sox telecast. They televised down there. The game was down in Fort Myers where the Red Sox play. It's actually a kind of a replica model of Fenway Park. And so his two home runs hit well over the Green Monster in Fort Myers. And then his third time up, I think he might have grounded out, but he brought in a run, drove in a run. But each time he came to the plate after that, the Boston Red Sox announcers were saying, listen to this crowd. They said, this is a spring training game. The Pirates are here in Fort Myers taking on the Boston Red Sox, so all these Boston Red Sox fans. But there's like a buzz in the air. There's the murmuring of the crowd, like wanting to see what is he going to do next. And I thought to myself, my goodness, this kid's 19 years old, and he's already gotten the attention of baseball fans around the country. And they can't wait to see what he's going to do next. And that's kind of the way we're all feeling right now with the best prospect in baseball. And, you know, he's being compared to Mike Trout, the best prospect since Mike Trout. I've heard someone a couple weeks ago, a guy named Keith Law, who's the expert, the pundit, the guru for ESPN, who does draft picks in minor leagues, and he's an expert on that stuff. And he was saying that Connor Griffin has the chance to be the next Willie Mays of shortstops.
Whoa. Let that sink in. Holy cow. Well, we already have the reigning National League Cy Young Award winner. Paul Skenes gets back at it today. What are you be looking for when you're watching?
Just, you know, he's gearing up for not only the baseball season, but for the World Baseball Classic. He's going to represent Team USA. And they begin pull play on March the 8th. I don't know. I've got to find this out, whether he is going to have another start here in Florida, or is he going to go out and do a simulated game when they report to, I guess, Arizona, Phoenix. So he's already had one, what they call simulated game, where he actually faces hitters, Pirate batters over at Pirate City. And I think he pitched two innings, maybe three innings, there. So he'll pitch three innings, I would think, today against Atlanta. We're going down to Northport, just north of Port Charlotte. And he'll make his first Grapefruit League start today. But, you know, when you look, you just kind of expect him to work on things. But when he faced Pirate hitters the other day, well, this is last week now, Pirate City, I mean, he made some of these guys look silly. He gave up one hit. It was a Brian Reynolds line drive to right field, but everybody else kind of just swings and misses at pitches. he fools hitters. He keeps them off balance. He's precise. It's hard to believe. It's just, you know, 2 weeks into spring training, he's always looking as sharp as he is. But he wants to be ready for the World Baseball Classic. He wants to lead Team USA to victory, and he's determined to do that. Still, it's going to be fun to see him on the mound today. We'll also see Marcell Ozuna, the former Atlanta Brave. He's going to face his former teammates. He'll be the designated hitter today for Pittsburgh.
So we're four games in. Is anything solidified as far as the relief pitching staff? Do we have a feel for who the top middle inning reliever will be, or the top closer, or how's that looking?
I think Dennis Santana is still going to be asked to close like he did last year after they traded David Bednar. I think Gregory Soto, they signed him as a free agent for $7.5 million, one-year deal to get three outs. So Gregory Soto will be definitely up. He's a left-handed pitcher. So I think maybe Don Kelly will mix and match. He'll use both of them. He's got other options. We saw Isaac Mattson, who's a great story in his own right, as a rookie last year. Isaac Mattson is a hard-throwing righty. He's got a lefty, Mason Montgomery, that they've gotten the trade with the Tampa Bay Rays. Justin Lawrence, we saw a little bit last year. He was a former closer for the Colorado Rockies. Comes with a funky sidearm, almost submarine delivery. So the options are there. Kyle Nicklaus, he's got Carmen Majimski, could pitch late in games. I like the looks of the bullpen. I still think it would be great if they added one more pitcher somehow, some way, whether it's to the rotation or the bullpen, just for depth. And I think he's trying to do that. We're talking about Ben Cherington. But in the meantime, knock on wood, people are relatively healthy. Health always becomes an issue, but hopefully everybody stays healthy and they get through these games. They're now 4-1, which is a much different start to Don Kelly's career. I remember it was the first year of the new management team, Scott, in 2020, the first spring training. The Pirates started out 0-7-1.
Ooh.
And so it's a much better feel right now. They're 4-1 as they head down to their game today against the Atlanta Braves. That game, by the way, and tomorrow will be on – or today, rather, will be on Pirates.com. So for Pirate fans that want to hear the game, they can hear it on Pirates.com as the Pirates take on the Braves. Tomorrow's game against the Twins will be on TV, and – that will be the Twins coming to Bradenton.
Nice. You mentioned the importance of staying healthy. We saw that with the third baseman prospect, Jack Brannigan. He got a pretty gnarly-looking injury to his nose. Will that be a setback for him?
Oh, major setback. It's too bad he's had bad luck. He's been one of the top prospects for a couple of years out of Notre Dame, and it's a shame because they really had some high hopes for him. His career's not over, but this is a major setback. It was not just a bump on the nose. I don't know this for a fact, but I think they're waiting till the swelling goes down to see if he's going to need any kind of a reconstructive surgery. It was very, very severe, and at least a broken nose, and now they're trying to find out how much other damage, because it was right around the eye as well. And, so you wonder about the orbital bone. And so he's out for quite some time, and he was just getting back on the field in game competition and was hoping that would open up some eyes this spring. And you really root for a guy like Jack Brannigan.
And it was just a bad hop, a routine grounder, it looked like, and something went wrong.
Yeah. That's what John Wehner was talking about that on the broadcast the other day, because John, of course, played a lot of years on infields throughout professional baseball. And he said, you just don't see that much anymore with these bad hops, because even at spring training, these infields are so well manicured. However, there has been a drought down here. And so these infields are maybe perhaps, I haven't talked to any member of the grounds crew yet, but it's possible that these infields are harder now than they've used to be. And maybe, I don't know, I wasn't there. It was in Clearwater, but I heard it was really just a tough hop, and there's nothing you could do about it.
Yeah. Well, Greg, we're out of time. It's great talking to you. I'm going to let you know we'll be talking again Friday. Then I want to get into that new rule in baseball about the ABS challenge system. So we'll definitely talk about the impact on that. But looking forward to your broadcast. Keep up the great work down there.
Thank you, Scott. Talk to you Friday.
All right. Go Bucks. There you have Greg Brown from Bradenton, Florida. So much to talk about. And like you said, Pirates off to a strong start. It's got some optimism building here. Can you feel it? Our next game here on Beaver County Radio will be the Sunday game against St. Louis, March 1st. But Greg mentioning the Pirates will be on TV coming up against Minnesota on Thursday. We've got all kinds of spring training baseball, including March 2nd, March 6th, March 7th. We'll keep you in the loop on that. We'll let you know when you can listen to the Pirates as one of the homes of Pirates baseball. Thanks.